Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einem kleinen Special von Pau, ein Comic-Podcast Ninja Pizza. Ich durfte bereits vor 7 Jahren Matteo Santoloco interviewen, einen der Hauptzeichner und später auch Autoren der modernen IDW-Comics. Er hat große Storylines geprägt, wie Secret History of the Foot Clan, City Fall, das in der 3. Collection mit erscheinen wird. Und er hat ganz, ganz viele ganz interessante Aspekte in die Turtles gebracht. Und seine Optik, die Optik seiner Figuren, wird bis heute in Videospielen oder in anderen multimedialen Verwertungen der IDW Turtles gern genutzt. Er ist da so ein bisschen der Posterboy bis heute, viele Jahre später nach seinem Run. Ich wollte euch das ein bisschen in Kontext setzen, denn zu diesem Zeitpunkt, wie bereits gesagt, erschienen die Turtles bei Panini und wurden etwas später eingestellt. Das war zu dem Zeitpunkt noch nicht klar. Das Interview ist, da unser kleinster gemeinsamer Nenner Englisch war, in Englisch. Das auf YouTube veröffentlichte Video ist allerdings deutsch untertitelt worden und wir verlinken es gerne für euch in den Shownotes. Jetzt viel Spaß mit dem Ninja Pizza Special.
Hello, Matthias. How are you?
Hello, I'm great.
Good to hear that.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
It is. It's a pleasure. And of course, we want to talk about the IDW Turtles, the latest comic manifestation of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's a pretty big success in the United States. They developed a lot of one-shot issues pointing out the background stories of each hero and villain, and also many limited series. And you've been one of the main artists of the Turtles run. You covered the City Fall storyline that is now published in the 10th volume that is released at Panini. And you also were responsible not only for the art, but also for the writing in Secret History of the Foot Clan, limited series dedicated to the Foot Clan and Shredder. And quite a while now, I followed your Twitter and your Facebook page, and it doesn't seem to be just a job for you. You really seem to dig the Turtles. You really seem to be a big fan.
Yeah, I really am. And the truth is that it's funny because I started to work with comics in 2006. Mm-hmm. And the one, maybe because that there was not a Ninja Turtle comic book coming out at the time, but the Turtles was the last thing that I even imagined I could be working with comics. And so here I am now, and it's great. It's just great. I am a fan. I grew up watching not much the cartoon, but every time I have the opportunity, I'll watch the cartoon, the 90s movies, or they still are my favorites, I think.
Yeah.
And not to mention the video games, which I was really addicted to.
See that? Turtles in Time, Super Nintendo, that was the worst one to me. But the worst one for my addiction, not as a game. And
the worst for me was the arcade game, the previous before Turtles in Time. There were I think it's just Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game that I think it came out for Super Nintendo or something like that later, but
yeah,
it was before Turtles died in arcades.
Yeah, I remember that. There was an NES release as well.
Yeah.
Great games and great nostalgia. But the thing is, here in Germany, most people associate the Ninja Turtles with the 80s cartoon series that was very happy and vivid and colorful, and it was made for kids, for families. And just as you, I was blown away as a kid when I saw the first cinema installment with the puppets of Jim Henson, and it had this dark vibe that also the martial arts movies that my dad rented from our video store, like Bloodsport, or this all all these mythical martial arts movies. And I loved that. I loved that crazy stuff with the mutants and the superhero stuff going on mixed up with Asian mythology. And you seem to dig that too, because it was not the last, but it was the last volume that was released in Germany. This contains the full limited series Secret History of the Foot Clan that somehow reflects the what I loved about the first movie and the original comic books.
Yeah, you know, when that was actually my second job with the Turtles. The first one was issue 5, and somehow they are connected, issue 5 and the Secret History of the Foot Clan, because in issue 5 they revealed a new origin story for the Turtles. And IDW, they are reincarnated persons from fellow Japan that reincarnated into Turtles and then mutated into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And so somehow they are connected. When I was drawing I think there were like 2 pages remaining for me to ink on that issue 5. And was then that Bobby Kernel, the editor, approached me to write the Secret History of the Foot Clan. So yeah.
And that was not your first job in writing. You were also responsible for, so you co-wrote, or you were responsible for the creation of a limited series that was called Two Guns, and that also became a major motion picture with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I'm not really writing that. I just did the illustrations, the illustration work.
Okay,
but in Two Guns, yeah. But what it was like my first main. Job for the United States comic industry was Two Guns. Yeah,
but you were not included in the creation. That's what I read.
Yeah, not
at all. So it was illustrating.
Yeah. So I guess the particular thing about that series is that what I got from Boom Studios at the time was a movie script. Mm-hmm. Was a screenplay. Mm-hmm. It was not a comic book script, because I think from the very beginning, the author, the writer, I think his plan was to make a movie, and the comics were like the best way to sell the idea. So he decided to make a movie to sell the idea. So I got a screenplay, and I have to, you know, I got the full script for the whole story, and I have to, you know, separated in chapters and pages that were all me. That was all me. Yeah.
So basically, it was not just a comic book, but also a very good looking storyboard to present to the movie makers.
Exactly.
I got that. Yeah. So it seems that it worked.
Yeah, apparently.
But still, was Secret History of the Foot Clan your first job as a writer for comic books, or have you done something before?
A hired job, yes, the first one. Before that, I did with Rafael Albuquerque and Eduardo Medeiros, which is another cartoonist here from Brazil. Mm-hmm. We did as an independent book, and we published first in Brazil, just the independent books, for issue series called Mundo Urbano, that was later published by Oni Press in the US. Mm-hmm. And well, that I was co-writing with Rafael and Eduardo. And if you going to take what was published that I first wrote, it would be that book, Mundo Urbano.
That was the one.
Yeah.
And let's get back to the Secret History. Is that what I said before about this 80s, 90s period of martial arts movies? Was that something that influenced you more, or so it doesn't seem as cheesy as the 80s and 90s stuff, but more truthful, like we know today from anime or other stuff that really came out of Asian culture. What was your influence there more?
Yeah, well, as I pointed out earlier, the 80s movie was something that was always in my mind when I was doing that. But most of it, for the half of it that is turtles, you know, because the other half is Stellar Japan and there's no turtles. It's just the story of the Foot Clan and the story of Shredder. And of course, I was a huge fan of martial arts movie as a teenager and as a kid. But also I think I grew up. So I can't say I am a huge fan of anime, but mm-hmm. still I watch a lot of those. And there's some of them that I hold in my heart, like Ghost in the Shell or Akira. And, you know, yeah, those are the ones that are popping in my mind right now.
The huge classics.
Yeah, and also manga. Yeah. But I can say I'm a fan, but still I'm hugely influenced by that stuff. You know, I remember that I used to read comics, superhero comics when I was a teenager, and I was starting to make my own comics at the time. And when I find out about Akira, it like changed my whole way to see comics, you know, because mostly because in American comics, you can read like a book in 5 minutes, 10 minutes maybe. And if there's not a lot of, or maybe it would take 20 minutes if there's a lot of dialogue. And then you will take an issue from Akira and it was like 68 pages and you read in the same time or less.
Yeah.
Because the action is so the imagery carries the action. You know, it's not as much the talk and the narrative, the written narrative and the comics. And that changed the way I see comics because, in a way, I was always in love with movies, with cinema. And when I discovered Akira and then later a few other manga stuff, I noticed that, well, this is a way to make movies in comics because the imagery carries the story, you know, more than the dialogue. And so in Secret History, I was trying to, I'm not sure it was a conscious decision, you know, I'll take this from that and use this here. But just since the whole story takes place in feudal Japan, is about samurai and ninja, it was like inevitable to bring the stuff I was in love when I was a teenager, you know.
Yeah, you totally can feel that, and I love it. Loved it. And Secret History had four, I think, originally.
Four.
So this is a project that will have kept you busy some time, but when we are talking about Cityfall that just got released here in Germany, and I hope many people will find and love it because it's a brilliant approach to superhero comics. You were heavily involved in many issues there. You did a lot of cover artworks that got connected. IDW did that again, and with a intersecting cover for the Battle of New York that you did all issues. Is there any time to do something else but the turtles in your life when you're working on a project like this?
Not really. I wish there was. The truth is that I'm not very fast, and as every artist, I can be a procrastinator sometimes. So I would really love to be more organized or more faster so I can make more stuff of my own, for example. But, you know, you have to choose priorities, and right now my priority is the turtles, and I'm happy with it. I'm having a blast. And it was the best response I ever had with my work out there. So I'm staying truthful, I'm staying faithful, and I'm staying faithful to those guys because, you know, I'm here because of them. And
yeah.
So
you sure should.
Yeah.
But speaking of creation and of illustrations, the story is written by mostly by Tom Waltz And he's counseled by Kevin Eastman, one of the original creators, who also from time to time does additional artworks for covers or annual special issues. But from the point of writing, the transfer to the illustrations, there also is character design. How heavily are you involved in character design, in the look and feel of characters?
It depends. It depends on the story arc, I think. Because, well, in Secret History, Initial 5, for example, that was the story presenting the new origin of the Turtles. So we saw there a version of Shredder who lived in Feudal Japan. So I was responsible for the design of his armor and his looks out there in Feudal Japan. And later, I think that in Secret History, I not only create designs, but I create a character like Kitsune that is now a huge part of the Turtle mythology. It's a character that was not in any preview incarnations of the Turtles and not in IDW. I created the character, I created the designs. And Shredder has also, just like the Turtles, he has a previous incarnation that is Takeshi Tatsu, which means Dragon Warrior. If you translate from Japanese, and I created his design as well. And then later in City Fall, I was able to create I can't say create, but to redesign Bebop and Rocksteady. And also Dark Leo.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, it's my favorite one as well.
from the new characters.
From time to time, I'm called to design characters. I think sometimes Bobby, the editor, he picks some characters. I like to see this one in Mateo's perspective. So he drew them to me, like Leatherhead lately. I don't think that was published there yet. Leatherhead arc,
yeah, it is not yet in Germany, but I took a peek and read the US issues.
Yeah, so I did his design and this design for some redesigns for some of I'm saying designs, but they are all redesigns, you know, and that's the fun part of it, because I got to take these old designs and all the other designs that are pre-existing so far. You know, like Red King, Mondo Gecko, and sometimes there are new characters like Herman the Hermit Crab.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes there are new characters that I got a chance to create the designs. And, you know, it's fun to play with. It's fun to kind of try to get the feel of the nostalgic feeling that you're seeing that old character, but still... You know, try to make it fresh. Yeah,
I think that's what's so lovable about it. It has this dark twist that the original comics had, that the first movie had. It reintroduces this colorful characters like Mondo Gecko that were from the cartoon show, but it also introduced new characters like the ones you mentioned from the Secret History. But I also love Apopex, the Ice Vixen, or Old Hop, of course. As a cat owner, yeah. you gotta love Old Hop, and it's brilliant what they turned it into. And I love to see the IDW Turtles universe evolving and expanding. They in the US, there was a new series that just started. Will you be involved there too?
No. A few months ago, I was about to go to the US to attend San Diego Comic Con and a Comic Con in Miami. And before that, Bobby approached me, the editor approached me, and asked me, "Okay, does this new book?" I was already aware that the book, the new title, will be coming out. So he asked me, "You want to draw the new book, or you want to stay ongoing? If you want to draw the new book, you have to start right now." Right now was impossible because I already have these flights and all the strips this trip to America, you know, in my schedule. So I'm sticking with the ongoing, which I'm happy with. It's no problem at all. And I'm happy with the opportunity to spend the universe in this other title is really fun, because on contrary that different from the micro series and all the stuff they used to do, they'll have a book that is mainly for the side cast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have so much characters out there that can be explored, and it can be fun to read, you know.
But as much as I love the Turtles, are there any projects in the near future that you will be included in as well?
No, not in the really near future. No,
not in the near future.
I'm staying with the Turtles. Right now, I have a new run that's starting right now. It's like, actually, is one single issue and two short runs for issue and two issue. We'll see how that develop, because you know sometimes schedule and deadlines, they don't allow me to do it. You know, and I really love to take my time with the pages. You know, I don't like to deliver rushed work. So sometimes that we reach a point and say, okay, you have to turn that to someone else because I will not be able to do it. So. And so far we have this I think is in total will be like 7 issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm starting them right now, but they will be in the stores in the US in December, then February, and so on. And we start to talk about me writing. I don't know if it will be a one-shot book or a miniseries. We're still negotiating that. Not negotiating, but you know, you have to if you're going to put something out there, you have to make sense for the story. And that's one thing I really love about what IDW is doing, because they're not do stuff for, you know, just for free, just to, you know, let's make this because this will sell. No, they really want to build a solid storytelling with these guys, with the Turtles. So we'll see how that's going to happen, but it will happen. That we're just working on details right now.
Absolutely, that's what I see. What IDW does, evolving and expanding universes. There are many good comic books that I love that come from there. Lock and Key, one of my favorites. Gabriel Rodriguez as well, and it's interesting that most of the time when I pick my favorite artists, these were Mexicans, like Rodriguez, like Humberto Ramos. What I love about it is all these guys, and you have this as well, have a detailed approach as in American superhero comics, but they also have this vivid cartoonish side of it that's more like funnies or classical European stuff, the fantasy stuff that I read.
You know, I mentioned before that Akira changed the way I saw comics.
Yeah.
And the other thing that changed the way I saw comics was heavy metal, Hurlant, you know. Those things blew my mind. And I think there's still things I can say. It's like, you know, Katsuhiro Tomo. I think of his work as, you know, my goal. If I want to reach something, if there's something I'm trying to reach with my art, would be like Katsuhiro Tomo. But then if you pay close attention, you'll see that like this impossible place to impossible top to reach. That's what I'm trying to reach. You know, that's what my struggle as an artist, not as a professional, not as a way to make money, but just what I want to achieve with my art. But I don't think that can be seen, you know. I don't think if you look at my stuff, you will say that, oh, this guy is influenced by Katsuhiro Tomo or Moebius or whatever. It's just something that is in my mind, and those are my influences, that my huge influence, especially on storytelling. So maybe that's it. It's not about the drawing, it's about storytelling, it's about building the scene and not just the the act of drawing, simply the act of drawing. And the other thing you mentioned, that the vivid cartoon is, for me, I'm just talking for me, I was really a fan of Mad magazine, you know?
Yeah.
So that's those guys who did those parodies of movies. So I think sometimes when I drew something, I said, no, this looked like that guy from Mad, you know? I can remember his name now. It's
Alfred Neumann.
Shame. But, you know?
Alfred, you mean, I think.
Yeah.
That's what he called. What he's called in Germany. I read the German edition. But yeah. Now that you mention it, the influence from the Akira artist was nothing that I would have come up with myself when looking at your pictures. But when you think about it, the how you build up a page and your scenes, it absolutely makes sense. And perhaps this is where the action comes from, and where the dynamics come from, and not only from the picture itself. So pretty interesting to hear that.
Yeah, not only him, the guy from Ghost in the Shell, Masamune Shirow as well.
Yeah, but yeah. Now that you know it, you can see and feel it.
Yeah, if you look at I don't know if that came out. I'm sure you are ahead of what is being published in Germany right now. So you've been reading in American comics, the American TMNT.
Both. So I try to hold myself back because sometimes it's hard for me if I read it before in English and then a few months later I read it again. So I try to hold myself back. So I'm looking forward to the new German edition.
Yeah, okay.
But it not always works for the TMNT.
Yeah, well, but there's the Metalhead character, you know?
Yeah.
Which I design as well. So there's this, the first script, and I didn't have this first script, but I have to redesign Metalhead. So I made a design of the robot, and then I proposed in the design that he will kind of have a transform into a little car, a turtle car.
Yeah.
And that, if you look at the car, it's totally
Ghost. Yeah, now that you mention it.
It's totally Ghost in the Shell. Ghost in the Half Shell. on Twitter or something like that, someone comment, yeah, Ghost in the Half Shell.
That's brilliant. Matthäus, it has been such a blast. Will we ever have the opportunity to meet you here in Germany?
Yeah, I would love that. I would really love that.
You would really love that, but there are no current plans. But
no current plans,
conventions are popping up here like nothing. We have so many conventions this year and the last year, and I hope you'll get invited and we'll get to talk in person.
Yeah, I would definitely love that. For sure.
Thank you for the interview. Thank you for...
Maybe I get for tourism. Who knows? But if I have an opportunity to go to a convention, I'll love it even more. For sure.
If you ever do, drop me a line and be my guest.
Okay, I'll do that. It's a deal.
Matthäus, thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.